Welcome back to the Warren County Radio Bible School. You want to go get your Bibles and turn to the book of Joshua as we continue our study about Joshua and the conquest of Canaan. And this is going to be a very special class that I know that you are going to benefit from, because I'm going to be reading from Joshua chapters 1, 2, and 3. The Bible tells its own story in such beautiful language and in such an appropriate way. And often it would be better, I think, if preachers would just stop talking so much and read to their congregations the Scriptures and let the Scriptures speak. And so that's what we're going to be doing here in just a moment as we continue in this class. This is class session 492 of the Warren County Radio Bible School, and we'll introduce our reading and then proceed to the Scriptures as we continue in on this Sunday school lesson. Now, while you're getting your Bible, I'll remind you that the Warren County Radio Bible School is brought to you by the Church of Christ at Rock Cliff. Our meeting house is located between McMinnville and Biola at the foot of Ben Lomond, just across from Mount Zion Road. We have Sunday Bible study at 9 a.m., followed by worship at 10 a.m., Sunday evening worship at 6 p.m., and Wednesday evening Bible study at 7 p.m., and all are welcome to all of our assemblies. I am Bill Boyd, the preacher at Rock Cliff, and the superintendent of this radio Bible school. And we were looking in our last class session of Joshua chapter 1 about how that the tribes of Reuben and Gad and the half-tribe of Manasseh had looked at the land on the west side of the Jordan River and had asked that they could have that land for their inheritance. And Joshua told them that they could, but they would need to go ahead and help. Their soldiers would need to help the children of Israel go ahead and conquer the land on the far side of Jordan. And that is what they did. Joshua reminded them of this in Joshua chapter 1. And in Joshua chapter 16 we read, "And they answered Joshua, saying, All that thou hast commanded us we will do. And whithersoever thou sendest us, we will go. According as we have hearkened unto Moses in all things, so will we hearken unto thee. Only Jehovah thy God be with thee, as he was with Moses. Whosoever he be that shall rebel against thy commandment, and shall not hearken unto thy words in all that thou commandest him, he shall be put to death. Only be strong and of good courage." Now we come to Joshua chapter 2. And it is in this chapter that we read the story of how Joshua sent spies into Jericho and how they were received by Rahab. Let me begin this reading, and by the way, I'll remind you, I'm reading from the American Standard Version of 1901. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 1. "And Joshua the son of Nun sent out of Shittim two men as spies secretly, saying, Go, view the land and Jericho. And they went and came to the house of a harlot whose name was Rahab, and lay there. And it was told the king of Jericho, saying, Behold, there came men in hither tonight of the children of Israel to search out the land. And the king of Jericho sent unto Rahab, saying, Bring forth the men that are come to thee that are entered into thy house, for they are come to search out all the land. And the woman took the two men and hid them. And she said, Yea, the men came to me, but I knew not whence they were. And it came to pass about the time of the shutting of the gate, when it was dark, that the men went out. Whether the men went, I know not. Pursue after them quickly, for you will overtake them. But she had brought them up to the roof, and hid them with the stalks of flax, which she had laid in order upon the roof. And the men pursued after them in the way to the Jordan, to the fords. And as soon as they pursued after them were gone out, they shut the gate. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 8. And before they were laid down, she came up unto them upon the roof, and she said unto the men, I know that Jehovah hath given you the land, and that the fear of you is fallen upon us, and that all the inhabitants of the land melt away before you. For we have heard how Jehovah dried up the waters of the Red Sea before you when ye came out of Egypt, and what ye did unto the two kings of the Amorites that were beyond the Jordan, unto Zion and unto Og, whom ye utterly destroyed. And as soon as we had heard it, our hearts did melt, neither did there remain any more spirit in any man because of you. For Jehovah, your God, He is God in heaven above and on earth beneath. Now therefore I pray you, swear unto me by Jehovah, since I have dealt kindly with you, that you will also deal kindly with me in my father's house, and give me a true token, and that ye will save alive my father, and my mother, and my brethren, and my sisters, and all that I have, and I will deliver our lives from death. And the men said unto her, Our life for yours, if ye utter not this business. And it shall be, when Jehovah giveth us the land, that we will deal kindly and truly with thee. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 15. And when she let them down by a cord through a window, for her house was on the side of the wall, and she dwelt upon the wall, and she said unto them, Get you to the mountain, lest the pursuers light upon you, and hide yourself there 3 days until the pursuers be returned, and afterward ye may go your way. And the men said unto her, We will be guiltless of this thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. Behold, when we come into the land, thou shalt bind this line of scarlet thread in the window which thou didst let us down by. And thou shalt gather unto thee into thy house thy father and thy mother and thy brethren and all thy father's household. And it shall be that whosoever shall go out of the doors of thy house into the street, his blood shall be upon his head, and we will be guiltless. And whosoever shall be with thee in the house, his blood be on our head, if any hand be upon him. But if thou utter this our business, then we shall be guiltless of thine oath which thou hast made us to swear. And she said, According to your words, so be it. And she sent them away, and they departed. And she bound the scarlet line in the window. Joshua chapter 2 and verse 22. And they went and came into the mountain, and abode there 3 days, until the pursuers were returned. And the pursuers sought them throughout all the way, but found them not. Then the two men returned and descended from the mountain and passed over and came to Joshua the son of Nun, and they told him all that had befallen them. And they said unto Joshua, Truly Jehovah hath delivered into our hands all the land, and moreover all the inhabitants of the land do melt away before us. And now, in Joshua chapter 3, we're going to read about how the children of Israel crossed over the Jordan River on dry land, beginning in Joshua chapter 3 and verse 1. Joshua rose up early in the morning, and they removed from Shittim and came to the Jordan, he and all the children of Israel, and they lodged there before they passed over. And it came to pass after 3 days that the officers went through the midst of the camp, and they commanded the people, saying, When you see the ark of the covenant of Jehovah your God and the priests, the Levites, bearing it, then ye shall remove from your place and go after it. Yet there shall be a space between you and it, about 2,000 cubits by measure. Come not near unto it, that thou mayest know the way by which ye must go. For ye have not passed this way hitherto. And Joshua said unto the people, Sanctify yourselves. for tomorrow Jehovah will do wonders among you. And Joshua spake unto the priests, saying, Take up the ark of the covenant and pass over before the people. And they took up the ark of the covenant and went before the people. Joshua 3 and verse 7. And Jehovah said unto Joshua, This day will I begin to magnify thee in the sight of all Israel, that they may know that as I was with Moses, so I will be with thee. And thou shalt command the priests that bear the ark of the covenant, saying, When ye are come to the brink of the waters of the Jordan, ye shall stand still in the Jordan. And Joshua said to the children of Israel, Come hither, and hear the words of Jehovah your God. And Joshua said, Hereby ye shall know that the living God is among you, and that he will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanite, the Hittite, and the Hivite, and the Perizzite, and the Girgashite, and the Amorite, and the Jebusite. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passeth over before you into the Jordan. Now therefore take you 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, for every man a tribe, and it shall come to pass, when the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of Jehovah, the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the waters of the Jordan, that the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off, even the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand in one heap. Joshua chapter 3 and verse 14, And it came to pass, when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, the priests bare the ark of the covenant before the people. And when they that bare the ark were come into the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the ark were dipped into the brink of the water, for the Jordan overfloweth all its banks all the time of harvest, that the waters which came down from above stood and rose up in one heap a great way off, and Adam, the city that is beside Zarethan, and those that went down toward the sea of Araba, even the salt sea, were wholly cut off, and the people passed right over against Jericho. And the priests that bare the ark of the covenant of Jehovah stood firm on dry land in the midst of the Jordan, and all Israel passed over dry ground until all the nations were passed clean over Jordan. Now with that reading, we come to the last and final section of this Sunday school lesson. This is section 9, and the text is Joshua chapter 23, verses 1 through 3. And I'll read that at this time. And it came to pass after many days, when Jehovah had given rest unto Israel from all their enemies round about, and Joshua was old and well stricken in years, that Joshua called for all Israel, for their elders and for their heads and for their judges and for their officers, and said unto them, I am old and well stricken in years, and ye have seen all that Jehovah your God hath done unto all these nations because of you. For Jehovah your God, he it is that hath fought for you. And now we're going to read chapters 23 and 24 in a few, well, maybe not in this class. I'll tell you, in our next class, we'll begin by reading Joshua's 23 and 24. These three verses embrace in the lesson give the account of the rest that Jehovah gave unto Israel from all their enemies, of Joshua being now old, of his assembling all Israel, including their elders and judges and other officers, and of his recounting all that Jehovah had done for them. It is not stated when this assembly was held, but the one of chapter 24 was held in Shechem. This lesson, we include chapters 23 and 24, and they bring us to the triumphant end of a true, pure, heroic, eventful life. Joshua passed through many trials and powerful temptations, but his character was not marred by sin. It stands out before the world clean, bright, and admirable. And with that, this class will be dismissed.